Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from Sitka High, the drama debate and forensics teams are sophomores Ryan Apathy and Ben Gordon. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I guess Sitka High DDF had a pretty good weekend in Haines.
Really good weekend.
A pretty good week in Haines.
Oh, right. Yeah.
How long was this trip?
5 days.
We left on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Slept in Thunder Mountain Tuesday in Haines. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Came back Sunday.
And what do you? I mean, I can imagine that in sports, like in basketball. I'm going to be talking to some Edgecombe basketball players in a minute. Having that time kind of cooped up on the ferry or whatever might be a disadvantage. But in DDF, do you guys have a chance to kind of hone your pieces? Does it work to your advantage?
On the way there, I guess you have the time on the ferry to write your last-minute debate plans.
Right.
That's always happens.
Okay, and you guys are a debate team.
Yeah,
right?
We are, yeah.
What was the debate topic in this tournament?
Birthright citizenship should be abolished in the United States.
Right, and what is birthright citizenship?
Well, the United States is one of two industrialized first world countries that allows for birthright citizenship, which is despite the citizenship status of your parents. If you're born in United States soil, then you are a United States citizen.
Right, and this is the topic that you're going to be carrying to state in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's interesting, you know, until I heard that the DDF team was working on this, I kind of assumed that everybody had a birthright citizenship, that in any country, if you were born there, you were automatically a citizen, which is the case here. You know, some refugee can literally fall off a boat and give birth, and that child born on this soil is
That's correct.
A U.S. citizen, but that is not the case elsewhere.
Most countries have discontinued their birthright citizenship policies if they had them at all.
Yeah, it's an interesting subject to debate, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot less elusive than the last topic was. The last topic was the current United States income disparities threaten the American dream. And so
it's kind of a little bit harder to debate.
Yeah.
And earlier when there was a tournament at Edgecombe, you guys debated something about social networking, which also kind of revolved around what exactly is social networking.
Yeah.
But this one, at least the terms were firm.
Yeah, that's what's kind of... It's a good topic.
And Sitka High debaters did pretty well.
Yeah, they did really well.
Zephyr and Kaya Pike, they've been winning a lot of tournaments. They got fifth at this tournament. Zephyr got first in speaker points, I believe.
A perfect six.
Perfect six, yeah. George Jones and Marie Pike, a freshman this year. She's going to be great on the team. They got fourth, their team overall. George, I think he got sixth in speaker points. And Sam Woolsey, Evan Harrington, yeah, I think you know that.
I heard about those guys, yeah.
They got second overall in an interesting final debate.
Yeah.
And Ben here got fifth, and, 10th in speaker points.
Nice. Yeah. And, yeah, Sam and Evan are gunning to debate this topic again at state. But Ryan and Ben, you guys also are an acting combination, right? And you guys took first.
Yeah, we have a duo, which is... two-person acting, you're doing different characters, but you can't look at each other or touch each other. And we did Calvin and Hobbes, just cuttings from the comics.
It's taken months to put this piece together.
And it's been getting better and better, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the meet before this one, there was another Calvin and Hobbes duo that beat us. And so that made us do more work to it and make it better.
That might incite a little competition to
just a little bit.
See somebody else doing the same thing. And some other good performances, I gather Emma Brule took a first in a command.
Yeah, with her solo. It's a great piece.
And Emily Pratt in humorous interpretation.
Yeah, she did an interpretation of the Twilight novel.
Right.
Which was hilarious.
She's a great actress.
And Sitka High Readers Theater also did really well.
Yeah.
Cinderella.
Okay. I think they've been doing really well at other meets,
too.
They
have been, yeah.
All right. As you guys head to state, how are you feeling about how the team's doing?
I think we're on the right path. I mean, we just need to put a lot more work into what we've been doing, and that's what we have been doing. So now that we know that state's coming up and we're going to have to do well, so we're excited.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully we'll Emerge win. Victoria. I don't know.
That'll be in a couple of weeks then?
Yeah. Two, 3 weeks, I think.
Leave the 15th.
Okay, and they don't have you on a ferry to Anchorage.
Nope. Oh,
okay.
Dang.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Ryan Apathy and Ben Gordon are sophomores on the Sitka High DDF team. We're going to turn now to basketball. Andrew Frisky, the athletic director at Edgecombe, is here along with a couple of players, Casey Green and Cody Sherman. Now, Casey?
Yeah.
Casey and Cody.
Yeah.
And Casey, you're from where?
Hooper Bay.
Hooper Bay. And what year in school are you?
I'm a junior.
How about you, Cody? Where are you from?
I'm a senior from Nome.
From Nome. And these guys, Edgecombe basketball play this weekend, I gather?
Yeah, well, not just this weekend, but today as well. You know,
today is the Battle of the Bridge.
Yep, the big Battle of the Bridge, and you know, it's, if you read the paper too, it's kind of set up for another great showing. Both teams are undefeated in conference play, and this time it's over at Sitka High, where we really have to figure out the seating. It's going to be a packed house. It's going to be a great atmosphere over there tonight.
Yeah, this was kind of the thing that everybody envisioned when these schools moved into 3A, that we'd have a great interconference rivalry. Cody, do you try and think about playing Sitka High here in town as different from any other game? I mean, do you feel more butterflies than usual?
I kind of feel the same. It's just like a home game, but in a different kind of gym.
Yeah, and I guess crowd intensity is something you're used to. I mean, over at your gym, it's just wild in there with noise. I imagine Sitka High is going to be generating a lot of noise tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be really noisy.
Yeah. How about you, Casey? Are you any more nervous than usual thinking about playing at Sitka High tonight?
Just a little more excited because their crowd goes crazy and pep band.
Yeah, it's loud for sure. I wanted to ask you guys about your style of play. I haven't seen Edgecombe play this year in person, but Sitka High has got kind of a big team. I know they have a couple of guys who can really kind of dominate the boards, and then they've got one or two point guards also very fast. How do you guys match your team against that?
I kind of think we have more speed than them. Yeah, we're a really fast team, but we're also pretty short.
Well, speed matters. I do recall in the past that Edgecombe has relied on kind of an explosive, kind of full court game. Are you thinking about, I don't know, has Coach Young talked about what your strategy is going to be tonight? Are you going to try and play full court tonight?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say?
You'll see it tonight.
Okay. try and beat those guys. Try and beat some of the big guys down the court and win that way. Andrew, what do you think about the matchup in terms of the two contrasting styles of Sitka High and Edgecombe?
Well, I don't think there's a lot of surprises in tonight's game. I think, you know, Sitka's played man-to-man the entire season, and Edgecombe's pretty much played a zone the entire time, you know, a full court type of run and gun offense. So it's, I think it's just going to come down to, it's going to come down to whichever crowd cheers the loudest is who's going to win the game.
All right, it's as easy as that. You guys, Casey and Cody, you guys played Wrangell this past weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cody, how did you feel about those games?
I felt pretty good. Thought they were going to be harder, but we just came out and played hard, and we were ready to play. Just played aggressively.
Yeah, how about you, Casey? Any surprises in the Wrangell games?
No, just Coach wanted us to play how he expected us to play, and guess we did our job.
Yeah, I guess so. Two wins, and that makes five straight for the Edgecombe Braves.
Yeah, and they're 4-0 in conference, and right. So both schools are 4-0 right now in conference play. So, like I said, it's going to be a great matchup tonight, and then also I was going to mention this weekend, too, we have both the Thunder Mountain girls and the Craig boys in town. So we're going to be starting basketball at 3 o'clock on Friday, and then Saturday we're also having a JV tournament. We have Hoona coming in along with the Sitka C and JV and Edgecombe C and JV and Craig's JVs, and we have six teams starting at 9 in the morning. So we
all right.
It's a basketball marathon this week as well.
Friday afternoon and Saturday at the BJ McGillis Gym tonight. Mm-hmm. Is it just varsity boys playing or the girls playing as well?
No, it's all boys, but it starts at 3:30. C games start at 3:30. JV's at 5:15, and varsity's at 7:00. And you know, Vieira's up in Anchorage right now, but I know he'd be saying, if you want a seat, you better come early.
Okay. I have the Edgecombe, the Lady Braves, and Lady Wolves also shaping up to sort of dominate the girls' side of 3A. Is there a Battle of the Bridge matchup for them coming up?
They are. They're the last two games of the season. I have to look at the schedule, like the 21st and 20, whatever that Friday, Saturday is. The first game will be over at Sitka High, and the second will be over at Edgecombe.
But okay. So a home and away series for the girls'
That's
basketball.
That's correct, yeah.
And that could decide the outcome of the conference, the seeding, the all-important seeding.
Yeah, Sitka's sure. In the driver's seat for the girls right now. Edgecombe lost a couple games. They're 4-2, but right. Still, I think it's the number one, number two right now looking at the seedings, and okay. It's going to be a great conference again.
All right. Cody and Casey, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you guys play. Thanks, Andrew, for bringing in these guys.
Thanks, and I was just going to mention, too, for next week, we got a bunch of exciting stuff. We have some dancers that are over in Paris right now, UPIC dance groups.
Wow.
And the Netherlands performing, and I'm going to have them come in next week and talk about their experience. And then our Founders Week is next week as well. We have Miss Universe Canada coming up to speak to the community, and I'll be bringing in some folks to talk about that. So lots of exciting stuff happening over there.
Look forward to that. Andrew Frisky is the athletic director at Sitka High. Casey Green is a junior from Hooper Bay. Cody Sherman, a senior from Nome. They've been my guests this morning on the morning interview, when every Tuesday we talk about high school sports and activities.